Hello, and welcome back to Green Living Podcast. This week I wanted to talk about recycling. The average American today produces 4.5 pounds of trash per day. Recycling is a great thing when it is done correctly. It is a great way to give an item another life if it is able to be processed. So in this episode, I want to talk about what optimistic recycling is, some myths about recycling, and what we can do to either break bad habits about recycling, or if you do not recycle already, how to get started. There is something called optimistic recycling, or wishful recycling, or wish cycling. This is where consumers assume that an item is recyclable, or people just want something to be recyclable. And a big boom in the recycling industry was about in 2004 with something called single stream recycling, which is where you are able to put all of your recyclables in the same bin, and then at the plant they are able to process them for you. But with that, a lot of people were putting whatever they assumed could be recycled or wished could be recycled. That's where wishful recycling comes from. And in fact, a lot of items, plastic items in particular, were not able to be recycled. The first myth I wanted to talk about with recycling is throw everything in the recycling bin, as I mentioned before with optimistic recycling. Some people are overzealous with what they recycle. There are some things that you can just not recycle, even if you want to. If you have a recyclable container, but there is grease in it from food, you cannot recycle it, such as a pizza box. The box was recyclable before the greasy pizza was in it, so because it has the grease from the pizza, it is not recyclable. And rubber, wire, broken glass, and some other plastics people put in cannot be recycled. And it would be great to think that a lot of our waste can be recycled, but the reality is that it cannot. And these products, such as some broken glass or things such as soft plastic like plastic bags, can contaminate other recycled materials. They can jam up machines and they can be hazardous to workers. Second myth is things can only be recycled once. It is true that not everything can be recycled multiple times. However, glass, metals, and aluminum can be recycled many times without losing their quality. Aluminum in particular can be recycled indefinitely. Paper cannot be recycled indefinitely, but now it can be recycled about 5 to 7 times before the paper becomes too damaged for reuse. And the paper can be reused for other materials such as packing inserts after it is too damaged to be remade into paper. Plastics cannot be recycled more than once or twice to be made into another plastic item because the polymers in plastic break down too much to be used for another item. Another point is that anything with poly in the name or poly as a prefix is in fact plastic. And I don't know if this is necessarily a myth, but some things I have heard from larger companies is that recycling will fix all of our problems, or it is the best thing to be able to do to help the environment. And recycling is not a solution to all of our trash problems. Becoming educated about what actually happens to our trash and recycling is the first step. And the next is to reduce our overall consumption, recycle what we can safely, and then possibly omit those items that are creating waste in our lives. A way to do this is to start making our own. An example is I wanted to try oat milk a few weeks ago. I have been drinking almond milk for years and years, and I wanted to try something new. And instead of starting a habit of buying oat milk from the store in a plastic container, or even a container that I possibly could recycle, I decided to make my own. And it was really amazing. It was really good. I loved that I didn't have to buy anything or create any additional waste. I already had the oats at the house, and I was able to put the made oat milk in a glass container that I already had. And it was very empowering just to be able to go into my kitchen, make something that otherwise I would have just bought from the store, and it obviously as well saved money. So overall, just trying to reduce our actual consumption of items is a huge step, instead of just purchasing things and either hoping or knowing that it could possibly be recycled. But as I mentioned before, besides aluminum, nothing is able to be recycled indefinitely. And recently, something that has happened in the recycling world is that China, as of 2018, stopped taking half of the world's recycling. And so paper, plastic, and metals were the main items that China received to produce manufactured goods made in China. The US has been dependent on China for so many years that we do not have the infrastructure or the funds to recycle at the level that is demanded. There is also no federal recycling program, so it is up to communities and cities to figure out their recycling. And overall, the biggest problem is that there's just too much plastic to be able to be recycled and processed. I read that it is about 6 times more likely that plastics are incinerated than recycled. And due to the US petrochemical production boom, virgin plastic is cheaper than recycled plastic. It really all starts with the production of these materials, and what drives the production of these materials is the consumer. We as consumers have so much power, and if we demand no plastic and reused materials be made in our products, then we can make the biggest change at the manufacturing level to make sure that plastic items or items that are not being able to be recycled are not made. So what can we do to either reduce our consumption of plastic materials and or make different choices in our recycling habits? So the first tip I have is to purchase from companies that use recycled materials. A local company to me is called Terrain, and I will link her website, but basically she takes feed bags. I believe that started in Cambodia, and she takes feed bags and makes them into different purses or weekend bags or different backpacks and wallets. And it's really interesting. She has really amazing designs, and the bags, all of the bags are recycled feed bags. And I really like what she's doing with those feed bags, you know, upcycling them. There are a lot of companies that do recycle materials or upcycle materials, and Terrain is just one that I know locally as an example. The next tip is to learn which recycling symbols correspond to which types of plastic, so you know which is and what is recyclable. Next is to understand what items and materials your community recycles. As I said before, it is different depending where you live, in the US at least. And definitely keep a recycling bin handy, either inside or outside. Rinse out bottles, cans, and food containers before recycling. And as I mentioned, such as a used pizza box that is not recyclable, but if you are able to clean out food debris in bottles or cans, then they would be able to be recycled. The next is buy or store products in jars, not plastic containers. Those jars will be able to be recycled, or you can upcycle them. I know I've collected a lot of jars in the past month or so, and I've been able to take off the label, clean them out, and then use them for other food storage. The next is shop farmers markets and bulk food aisles. I know in some places they have bulk food stores where everything is in bulk and you are able to bring in your own bag. So if you live in a community that might have that, definitely check that out. The next is to store produce in reusable produce bags. So some tips from the Natural Resource Defense Council are to purchase toothbrushes without a replaceable head, and this will avoid having to throw out the handle or the head each time you need a new one. Invest in a reusable metal razor with a replaceable recyclable head. I know one that I have recently discovered is called Leaf, and so I'm very excited to, once my razor heads are all used up, I am excited to try out that razor. The next is to swap your facial wipes for a reusable washcloth. The next is all about kitchen things, so ditch plastic wrap, small plastic bags, and aluminum foil when possible. Instead, opt for reusable food containers, washable fabric pouches, and reusable food wraps. I know a lot of people use beeswax wraps or just wax wraps to store their food. The next tip is to stock up on washable towels and cloth napkins instead of paper towels and napkins. Another thing I've seen people use are unpaper towels to replace their paper towels, and they're just basically towels that you are able to wash and then reuse. The next tip is to drink tap water instead of bottled. The next is to avoid dishwasher tablets or other products like sponges that come individually wrapped. The next section is all about on-the-go accessories. So purchasing a reusable garment bag and ask your dry cleaner to use that instead of plastic clothes covers. The next is to get stainless steel or other reusable straws for your smoothies and iced coffees. The next is to keep a set of reusable cutlery where you work for using during lunch breaks. And the final tip in the on-the-go section is carry lightweight reusable bags or keep a set in your car to replace plastic shopping bags. And the article goes on about food waste and food packaging waste and compost a little bit, so I will link this article as well. So some final thoughts about recycling is that, especially since China has stopped taking most of the world's recyclable material, it seems that now more than ever it's important to reduce our overall consumption, especially of plastic goods or plastic materials, and just really change the way of how we consume things. And that's definitely something that I, especially in the pandemic, have been doing and kind of rethinking about things. So I think just trying to first off reuse what you can, recycle what you can, and then refuse what you can as well. So that's going to wrap up this episode of Green Living Podcast. My social media handle for Instagram and Twitter is at Green Living Pod. That's GREEN LIVINGPOD. Pinterest is Green Living Podcast, and my website is greenlivingpod.com. Thank you for listening.